start to rape and kill her. The inquiry found Wayne Cousins should never have been a police officer, but rose through the ranks as red flags were overlooked. In one case, when he applied to join the Metropolitan Force, no trace was found of an indecent exposure allegation against him. Head of the Met, Sir Mark Rowley, has this message.
I need to reassure women and children in London that we really get this. This has absolutely shaken your confidence in us. We understand that, and we're not going to stop until we're completely on top of this issue.
The Israeli military admits some soldiers did open fire at Palestinians surrounding an aid truck earlier, but claims they feared for their safety. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 112 people died as they tried to plow in tons of food of trucks. This witness explained what he saw to a translator.
We ran towards the food aid to get some. Soldiers and tanks fired at us. People in the front and back were shot, some in the hands and others in the legs. We left the food and aid and ran.
Israel's military says it's investigating the incident. Vladimir Putin has told the Federal Assembly that without Russia, there's no solid peace in the world. The president's also warned the West against deeper involvement in Ukraine, saying that risks a global nuclear conflict. Jobs are going at Sainsbury's. The market says it's part of efforts to bring costs down by £1 billion. Sporting insists he's never cheated and he intends to appeal against his four-year football ban for failing a drugs test. The ex-Manchester United midfielder was found to have elevated levels of testosterone while playing for the current club Juventus. And Hollyoaks fans will have fewer weekly episodes to enjoy in the future. Channel 4 says moving from 5 to 3 is the best way to keep audiences hooked and attract new viewers. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
Cheers, Chris. This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC. Winning Home Improvement Company. Doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, well, there'll be a few buses showing. And bright in the mid to late afternoon. It's going to be variable clouds, will develop as well. It's going to be highs of 9 tomorrow.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by HBA, Home Improvement Company, proudly serving us over 50 years. Contact us on or visit SEHBA on your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Right. It is Thursday, so of course we've got Michelle Spencer in the studio. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, hello.
And got your daughter Ali back in the studio. Are you going to be doing some yoga with your mum later?
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah, yeah, she's like, sure.
Yeah.
Dragging her to the gym afterwards. So it's that physical component of it, Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice stuff.
Yeah. So, what have we got today, then?
So, like I said, we're going to talk about birds. So, I'm just answering a question that I've gotten recently. Is someone asked me if they can do yoga with a pinched nerve. And pinched nerve is such a general term. Anywhere, really, in the body. So, again, the answer is, it depends. Are you all right over there, Joe? Do I call 999? No. All right. So, pinched nerves, again, my answer to that, if you're asking me, can I do yoga with a pinched nerve? Again, my question would be then, where is it? So, pinched nerve is a general term we use for when there's too much pressure applied to a nerve in your body. And usually we, you can get it as in the form in a neck is the more general one.
Right.
Sciatica is another one. So that's a term you've probably heard. Sciatica.
Sure,
a lot of people say that. Carpal tunnel syndrome.
Oh, is that classed as a
That's
pinch
classed
nerve?
As a pinched nerve as well. Yeah, because, that's actually what it is. You're pinching a nerve. So the pinched nerve, when there's pressure put on it by either a bone or a muscle or a tendon, mm-hmm. it just causes that pain in the body. So again, we need to decide what kind of pinched nerve we're talking about. If we're talking about a pinched nerve caused by a herniated disc in the back, that's a different class. So again, like I said, the answer is it depends. So my quick and short answer would be, if you have a herniated disc, I would avoid, and actually general recommendation is avoid any kind of physical movement until it heals. So it would be rest and ice, and probably your doctor's also prescribed you some anti-inflammatories just to bring it down. If you've got pinched nerve in the neck, again, I would be really cautious, even with yoga, because we do a lot of neck movement in the yoga, and it can be really painful. Right. With yoga in general, I always say, listen to the body. So again, ease off your practice with any kind of pinched nerve, whatever you have. Anyways, practice more gently. If you've got carpal tunnel syndrome, you can practice. And I do have people who come with carpal tunnel syndrome because we can avoid putting pressure on the wrist and avoid that. In general, if you're doing down dogs, for example, where we're bringing hands onto the floor and putting, normally we would put pressure on the wrists. I recommend people bend at the elbows and bring the forearms down. You could do the same thing on all fours.
So it's tips and tricks.
Yeah, exactly. So you always, always need to tell your teacher, always. Yeah. Sciatica, on the other hand, yoga is really good for sciatica. And in fact, if you were to go to the physiotherapist to have your sciatica treated, your physiotherapist would actually give you yoga moves.
No.
Yeah. So I always say, come to yoga. So, because sciatica, yoga is actually one of the only kind of exercises you can do. Not exercise, but one of the only kind of classes you can do.
Movements,
that you can do where we'll give you things that will help you. So, for example, we've done a few of these, in fact. One of the ones that I do when people have any lower back pain is we lay on our back. We extend, so for example, we might extend the right leg up in the air and left leg long, and we flex both feet. I'll also probably ask you to bring a yoga belt around the bottom of the right foot, so the foot that's in the air, and then just pull it back gently. Mm. And by flexing both feet, what we're doing is we're engaging the muscle in a different way, and that sciatic nerve actually travels from the base of the spine through your gluteus, your glutes, down around the inside of the leg. So it's a funny position for it. So by flexing the feet in that position, we're actually engaging the muscles in a different way, that it relaxes the muscles around the sciatic nerve rather than compressing it. Good. And then we can also open it out to the side. Mm-hmm. Another one that's really good is child's pose. So that's, anyone can do this. This is the one I sent you the photo when I said all will be revealed. So child's pose, again, we just sit back on our heels. We can even hug a bolster if we want, and it's really nice, relaxing, and you'll feel it along the base of the spine, right, relaxing the muscles, pulling, stretching it out. And another one I really, really like is on our back, again, knees bent, and we just squeeze the knees gently in and out from the chest. And again, just nice relaxation. And the final one that, again, your physiotherapist will probably give you is reclined pigeon. And that's, again, where we lie on our back, we bring the right ankle maybe onto the left knee and lift the left leg up. So we've done this one seated in the chair before.
When you said that, it did sound familiar. Totally. Yeah, I don't know what episode. Well, we call them episodes, don't we? I'm not sure what that was.
So we've done that one in the chair. So you can do it in your chair right now if you wanted to. You can lift your right ankle, place it on your left knee.
You do it as well. Yeah, you're doing it. Well,
it's a good hip stretch as well.
All right.
Right, we need to work on this child's flexibility, which is totally common in teenagers, by the way. So, and again, so
I thought you were going to say for yoga teacher's daughters.
No, it's really common. I used to teach teenagers yoga, and it's so funny how many teenagers cannot touch their toes.
Yeah.
But they want to all do the splits. I'm like, no, let's work on touching the toes first.
Okay.
So right ankle onto left knee. Mm-mm. Left knee is bent, and then all you can do if you want more of a stretch, although I'm sure Allie doesn't, you can press down on the right knee, and it just gets into the hip a bit more. This one you can do on your back, again, and both feet flex. So again, the key here is flexing the feet, just to engage the muscle.
Okay.
Things to completely avoid, though, if you're going to a yoga class, funnily enough, is touching the toes with straight knees.
Ooh.
So often you'll hear your teacher say, if you can't reach your toes or you're having a hard time or the back hurts, bend the knees. So bend the knee. It's not just to
Mm. Yeah, I was trying to think of the exercises I was given when I get that now and again.
Yeah.
So you have to sort of, like, one of them is where you're holding the, let's say my left hand is out against the wall, and I've got my left foot, I'm on tippy toe.
Yeah.
And then so I'm just keeping my foot straight and flexed, and then you're sort of like just swinging left to right so it eases it up. So what you're saying is actually making sense as well. Yeah. If I'd have known you, I could have just come to you.
I say that all the time. I'm like, save yourself thousands. Sorry, physiotherapist. Yeah. Another one to avoid, if you've got sciatica, though, is also twists, actually. So when you're twisting in the torso too much, because, again, it's torquing, you're putting a lot of pressure on that nerve no matter what.
Yeah, it's making me yoga funny. If you suffer from sciatica at home, you're going to know exactly. I'll bet you're grimacing as well, because I get the thought of doing that when you've got that. I call it an injury. It's not fun at all, is it?
No, it's not at all. No. So that would be my major tips. And like I said, I've sent you some photos that we can post up of apanasana. That's the knees in and out to the chest.
And apanama?
Apanasana.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what it actually translates?
No, apanasana.
It's the best one. So I would avoid eating chili or eating beans before you do apanasana. Because apanasana actually translates from Sanskrit into English into wind relieving pose.
Oh, is that when it's cold? Have you done that one, Ali?
A few years ago, yeah. This is a good one to do on babies. Apanasana.
I typed it up for you. Wonderful name. Yeah.
That's it.
Do you like, can you say it now?
They don't teach Sanskrit in school.
Yeah. So anyway, so we'll have all those pictures that you've sent, and I'll have to have a look at, and we'll put them up with your episode as well, because that's a brilliant one, because there's a lot of people that do suffer from sciatica, and again, you know, I've bounced that in and out constantly, so that's an important one. Anything else you've got to say, Michelle?
Anything else?
Anything else? Do I?
No.
Are you supposed to be reminding me of something?
No, not at all.
My brain fog has been so bad this week, Joke. Honestly, like yesterday.
Is it the
weather? Well, I called Alistair Esther earlier today, and I'm like, who is Esther? Who is Esther?
Who's Esther?
I can't even think of any Esthers. I can't even think of any celebrities that called Esther.
Esther Ransom.
Esther, yeah. She's in the 20s, so yeah. But yeah, we're digressing now. But listen, thank you so much as always. Nice to see you again, Ali, as well. Make sure you do your stretching now, right? Yeah. And I've got a surprise one for you. Actually, I found this in the library. So, Michelle, I've got one for you.
My spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, met that girl in Cabo, wearing Ferragamo. We was going shot for shot like Desperado. Snuck into the bathroom, she might be a problem. I should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, trying to keep up with you.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
I ain't just playing, sir. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. I be going shot for shot. She think I'm Jordan, but she screamed a ruler. My ego enormous.
Filling up your body, babe. Trying to keep up with you. You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Shut. I just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Hell yeah, you should take it off.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Hell yeah, you should take it off.
So that was Jason Derulo telling Michael Bublé how to be cool. If you've seen it on all the TikToks, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And now, coming up, we have got a short break. Then we're coming back with Noah Kahan with Stick Season. But should we have a listen to Guess the Intro first?
Guess the Intro.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk. And start getting your business noticed today.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart back halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories of something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I hover my pitch to see if another sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink
alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tired, trapped in one pair of shoes. I'm split in half, I don't have to do, have to do.
Oh, I do love Noah Kahan. Stick season, that is. Do you know, I was talking to Michelle and her daughter, Ali, what it could be about. So Ali thought it was about autumn, and obviously coming from Canada, Michelle thought, oh, is it something to do with hockey? So I'll find out, and I'll play the song tomorrow, and I'll give you some more background on that. Now, I did at 4:30, which actually was more popular than I even expected. It was a tenuous link around the leap year, which, of course, it's leap year today, this year, isn't it? Because it's February 29th. And if it's your birthday, you're a leaper, or you're a leapling, which I'd like to be in that club. That'd be brilliant. Anyway, it's not about me. We have a new presenter on the team that is joining next Thursday between one, I don't know why I'm whispering, next Thursday between 1 and 3 p.m. His name is Roy Tyzak. I've had loads of emails from him. It already seems like, I feel like I've known him for years already. He said, I know you have your selection there, but if you haven't already chosen it, you could have had Leapy Lee from 1968. And I've never even heard of that one, so let's give it a spin now.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue, a little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
Whoa.
Some folks will run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. Again, little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Here they come pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Again, little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find
those. Well, Roy, if you're still listening in, I'd never heard that song before, so that is a brilliant link to the leap year. Leapy Lee, never heard of him, with Little Arrows, thanks for that. So if you want to listen to Roy Tyzak, his first show will be between 1 and 3 p.m. next Thursday. Now we've got Katy Perry with I Kissed a Girl coming up in a second. But first, let's see what's going on the roads for you.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, so the M25 clockwise, it is slow between Junction 26 and Junction 27 on the M11. There's usual traffic coming out of London, heading back into Essex as well. A bit closer to home, we have South Benfleet, slow traffic between A13 London Road, eastbound between Sadler's Farm Interchange and the High Road. Also, Rayleigh, slow traffic on Webster's Way between the High Street and Eastwood Road. Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, Ingrave Road and the High Street towards Wilson's Corner. Bit of Ricky, there's slow traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road / Norsey Road. In Chelmsford, Westway, A1016, it's slow traffic, really slow there actually, between Rob Johns Road and Riddle Road. Colchester, slow traffic on Ipswich Road, southbound towards Cowdery Avenue. Now, let's head over to the tube for you, because the rail is, again, yeah, not let us down today. It's been really good, but the rail hasn't, not so much. There's minor delays on the Bakerloo line, and there's problems with the signals at Kensal Green. Central line actually seems to have cleared up now. It's moving quite well now. There doesn't seem to be any delays on there now, but the trains are not stopping on the Metropolitan line, southbound at Northwick Park and Preston Road. Underground station closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. There's now minor delays on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Heathrow. And finally, minor delays on the Victoria line now are all due to cancellations. That's it from the updates from me. But if there's anything of any urgency comes in, of course, I'll keep you updated before I hand you over at 6 o'clock to Darren. All today, apart from obviously everything that came out of Michelle's microphone opposite me. And if you've just missed it, don't worry, you can always catch up on Michelle's episodes, as we call them, all about the well-being yoga tips, everything on the phoenixfm.com website. Go to Joe Bailey or to Drive and you will have all the information there. I've put them down in episodes for you as well. Not that you have to follow them that way, but just that you'll know which ones you've downloaded and which ones you haven't. Anyway, back to facts for today. It would have been remiss of me if I hadn't mentioned leap years. So here we go. My fave fact, actually. I might try this one out the weekend. As there's a cocktail, it was created in 1928. It's kind of a gin-based cocktail. It looks lovely. It's a weird colour as well. It's like a bright yellow one. So look it up. It's actually called Leap Year Cocktail. So you can't mistake that one. And there's a leap year capital. Well, kind of. Well, according to a self-titled Leap Year Capital. And it's actually based in Texas. Now, I love this because each year they hold a four-day festival to celebrate everyone that lives there who's born on the 29th of February. That is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now. Woo. Huh. There's a tornado.
Ooh.
Redemption, passing time, yeah.
Ooh,
one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Ooh,
wind me to the left and spin me in the middle. Boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding.
Take it to the
and I'll be
now.
Damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't get back, come take it to the floor now.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now. Ooh. Take it to the flow now. Ooh.
Oops. Spurs.
To the flow now. Ooh.
With you, baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, spurs, boots,
sodogenic, photogenic, shoot.
Oh, the brand new track, Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. Absolutely loving that one. Right, now, I've not even told you what the Shake It Off session is going to be. Well, any time now between now and, I should say, 6 p.m. I keep looking at times. I can't believe how quick the day's gone today. We have got Will.i.am featuring Cheryl Cole with Heartbreaker. It is a classic already. It's been out 10 years, and I don't know where that happened either. We are actually going back to 1985. And now this song actually took three releases until it became a hit.
Superman, hey little sister, who's the one you want? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey little sister, what have you done? Hey little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Take a look at an event for you in a second, but first, listen to Guess the Intro. I'll be playing this out, as you know, right at the end of the show. But do you know what? I actually, Michelle was here, and she said, I know this song, but actually couldn't remember the name of the singer. So I want the name of the song and the singer. That's the only way you do get it right. We ready? I'm being tough today, aren't I?
Guess the Intro.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here we go. This is a Friday, the 1st of March. Yes, tomorrow. It's a comedy night. Billericay Town FC at the New Lodge in Bluntswall Road in Billericay. Now, the performances are from the brilliant Mike McLean. We've got James Ellis, Prakash Jajardhan. It's hosted by Mad Adlington, and the showtime is from 8 p.m. Now, the tickets are £15, and for more details, well, it's easier to come over to phoenixfm.com. Have a look at the events page, and it'll be right at the top for you. It's comedy night, Friday, the 1st of March, at Billericay Town FC, the New Lodge.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, surprisingly, there's not many celeb birthdays today, but Mark Foster, no, not that one, the swimmer, but the one from Foster the People. day it is today. Not just a leap day, it is actually National Toast Day. I mean, really, where do they get these days from? No, but to be fair, though, it's working because I do fancy toast. But I was really surprised. There's so many countries that actually don't even have toast or know what toast is. That's unbelievable, right? It's like a delicacy, I guess, when they come over here then, to be fair. Right, also, yesterday, do you know what? I don't even know if I can say it, let alone bake it. It was National Chocolate Souffle Day. I have to say, I don't know why. Have you ever done that where you've got a word and sometimes you know what it's going to say, but you just get this blockage and you're just unable to sort of spit it out properly. It was a National Chocolate Souffle Day yesterday, and I'd love to be able to bake. And when you look at those sort of, let's say, again, souffles, anyway, I'm rambling. It must be the cold. We've got Darren Mutu in the studio. We'll be catching up with him soon as well, finding out what he's got tonight. But now we've got the ads.
The all-new Palace Lounge has got everything you need. Perfect night owls with with regular specials. You're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Butt & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy to let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up with payments on your mortgage.
Once again, you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need in life at the price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I know karma's coming to pay me back.
Pay me back.
I heard the sweetest thing that's on the map.
On the map.
I broke a heart in 30 seconds flat. In 30 seconds flat. Now how did I? Just how did I become that kind of guy? To look at girl and lie right in the eye.
In the eye.
My mama told me, Willie, that ain't right. Boy, now that ain't right. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean to break your heart.
Didn't mean to break your heart.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm a heartbreaker, I'm a heartbreaker, I'm a heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker.
Oh.
I'm saying Heartbreaker. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Yeah, it's just me,
doesn't it? To be fair.
Well,
it's
you've
not
only got...
I know. It's not contagious.
So, yeah, I can't keep out of here these days, can I? This will be my third show in 20 hours.
I know. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God, this Darren, this Darren. I just thought, no,
too much of it now. Look,
I mean, I wasn't even going to mention you today, to be fair. I know, but that's the thing, I mean, you do, I mean, you've got so many passions, haven't you? I think that's it, like the music and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, and it shines through as well with your shows.
I've got some good feedback for last night, because I filled in for good old George, and a load of different stuff, but I'm still going through and figuring stuff out, and you've got a few nice messages of, don't do it again, get off.
The only time you get in all these lovely...
I'm really enjoying it. So,
what different kind of day? Yeah, so much goes on at Phoenix. Do you know what I mean? It's all late as well. So there's no people can download.
Some loads of downloads that, because I think people don't stay up that late, but they'll download it and listen back as a
whole. So. Yeah, I do. And
we've got,
we got
a new deal, haven't we?
Yes, I know Roy, who's been giving me requests all week. Yeah, he's been trying out, I think. That's what he's been doing. Make sure I've got it in the library.
He gives you requests and I give you orders. You do, my
that was
an excellent...
I did, I thought, okay, Darren, I'm definitely playing that one. But no, I love that. Again, that's what I love. And there is a bit of family going on in here.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to meeting Roy, actually, next week. So Thursday starts 1 till 3 p.m. There's another plug for him. Now there's a plug for you. What have you got coming on next?
Well, alongside me in the studio tonight is my good old mate Dan Hagger. Kitman Dan, and I did have a schedule lined up for tonight.
Yeah.
Because I think it's got a little bit of planning. It's not all as amateur as it sounds.
I feel there's a butt coming, though.
I've just thrown it out the window because we were both at the Essex Cricket Members Forum last night. And a lot went on there. So we're going to probably spend most of the show just talking about what is going on. There's a lot going on at Essex, and there's a bit of peasants revolting and all this kind of stuff. So I've got the man with the plan. Gave us some world exclusives. I'll be playing a track from him. But Friday night, I've got a whole rock and roll. I love it because they show all the old ones. 1981, which is right up my strata.
Yeah.
And there was a band called Passions.
Oh no.
I Fell in Love with a German Film Star. Now,
yes.
Do you know it?
Yes. Now you've said that. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Well, I don't think I've heard that for 40 years. And it came on.
And, have you got it tonight? Are you playing
it? I'm going to play it tonight. I played it last night. I'm going to play it tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Loving that.
Yeah.
All right.
What a song. And it still today stands up.
It's got to be a one-hit wonder. I might use that on the show.
Yeah.
Always. Are you going to fill it all into an hour?
I tell you what, last week was bursting at the seams. I think it's going to be the same this week, so...
Yeah. We need a two-hour show, I think.
No,
there's so much stuff that you need to fit in as well. And sometimes when you've got a good conversation going as well, it's really kind of difficult because you're so conscious of the time as well. And there's so much information coming out nowadays,
that's
right?
Why I've cleared the schedule, because me and Dan can have a good old rant tonight.
Yeah, so you go to the priorities. And that's what I like, and that's why it's so fresh, isn't it, really? So nothing's recorded, so there you go. So,
you were an 80s hip-hop girl, didn't you?
I am, a little bit. I did love the scar, though. I was a little scar. I was a confused, I think, back then and then days, to be fair. Yeah, I was a little bit of a rude girl when they're normally absent. A little bit of casual. You know, the casual and the Pringles and all that as well. Oh, the days I could get away with wearing stuff like that. Oh, I remember Michelle. No, not track suits. They were shell suits. They were glistening in the dark.
And you added Escazelles.
Oh, goodness me.
Or your Theodora Golds.
Did we know each other back then, Darren? I'm not quite sure.
Well, I need to talk to you about that. I'm surprised you've forgotten.
I can't. Oh, you're a couple of drinks, obviously, then are coming up there. Yeah. But, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Darren. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, or one and a half tracks, and then, I can't wait to listen to you on my way home tonight.
Wonderful.
Brilliant. Cheers. So, Darren and Dan will be in roughly 5 minutes. Right, now I'm going to leave you with the Guess the Intro. Yes, it was Breaking My Stride. I don't know why I say that instead of Break My Stride. Breaking My Stride with Matthew Ryder. Billy Joel, Tell Her About Us, coming up after them. We'll have a little bit of that. And, yeah, I will see you tomorrow, 3 till 6. Thanks for keeping me company. Thanks for putting up with my voice today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Last night I had the strangest dream.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.